numbers don't always translate well on the radio. It's hard to remember them all if you can't see them. So try to remember this number, 721,644. That's the amount of money, nearly $750,000, that the school district needs to trim to balance its budget. The district can make up a large percentage of that shortfall by pulling money out of its reserves. And because schools get money based on the number of students, the shortfall could be further reduced if Sitka Schools ends up with a higher enrollment in the fall. But the budget needs to be set by the end of March, which means the school board has some difficult decisions to make in the weeks ahead. On Wednesday night, the board heard from parents, many of whom showed up to advocate for the district's enrichment program. The program offers hands-on science lessons at Keet Gushaheen Elementary School and also some specialized attention for children designated as gifted and talented. Teacher Jackie DeGennaro has run the program for the last 10 years or so, and she's retiring this year. That's led many parents to worry the program could be an easy target for elimination. Jenny Blackson teaches at Sitka High School and has children attending Keet and Blatchley Middle School. She says children who are gifted and talented, or GT, have special needs.
I would like to see a GT person in every school, but particularly at fourth grade, at the beginning of puberty, where kids have got to decide whether or not it's cool to be smart. I think that fourth and fifth grade is really vital. And, you know, there are a lot of things that are hard about living in Sitka, but one of the things I remind myself is that my kids are getting the education they need, and I want to be able to say that.
Blackson's comments were echoed by about 10 others, and while the school district has made no specific statements about cutting any particular program, everything could be on the table. Here's District Superintendent Steve Bradshaw.
You know, I was asked the question in my office whether the gifted and talented program was going to go away. I said every program is a possibility. But I also said, looking at this board, I don't think the chances of the gifted and talented program going away are very strong.
The board also heard concerns about technology. The school district is looking to spend $150,000 next year on technology that teachers and students will use in the classroom. The school board has also authorized the district to spend its entire $887,000 federal stimulus grant on technology purchases over the next 2 fiscal years. Parents, including Rebecca Polson, whose children attend Baranoff and Keet, expressed concern that money spent on technology is money that won't be spent on teachers and staff. Polson also questioned whether the stimulus money was being used as effectively as possible.
But it's like being given money to help with your household. You need a car, so you buy a Hummer. And then you have to take money out of your food budget for gas. I mean, it just... So with the budget shortfall, that's 4 to 6 positions. And it really looks like a trade-off of technology for staff.
Board member Tom Conley said he understands the concerns of people who feel the district is placing too much emphasis on technology.
You know, it isn't everything by any stretch of the imagination. I'm kind of a technophobe myself. I just got a cell phone within the last couple of months, and I keep taking a picture of my ear.
But Conley also says Sitka schools are falling behind when it comes to integrating technology into education.
It's not that we're, you know, gung-ho for technology for its own sake. It's because we have gone out and seen what it's doing in other districts, and we have to go that direction. That's where our children are going. If we're not going to follow them, we're going to get left behind. So
the district's teachers union says it doesn't have an official stance on the technology plans, but it is encouraging its members to voice their opinions for or against.
We want to get away from the idea that we're just buying fancy tools that somebody may or may not use. That's not an option.
School Board President Lon Garrison.
We're buying instructional tools that teachers will use.
Asked whether money spent on technology will equal cuts to staff positions, Garrison said it's hard to say.
It does eat out of that general pie. There's no way around that. Something's going to have to give, and that's going to be the hard part, is deciding where that's going to be. But like I said, we really think we don't have a choice, that it's something that we have to do.
The board also heard testimony on retaining Tlingit language education and programs aimed at Native students. It next meets to discuss the budget in a work session on March 1st at 7 p.m. inside the district office boardroom. It hopes to pass the budget by March 15th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.